Hello, welcome to Our PVC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPVCLife or through our website at pvclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Well, I remember a conversation several years ago with a teenager who shared a high school experience when a class list was posted on a bulletin board. You see, the list highlighted some numbers and the results of an assignment. Well, the names weren't there, but you can know how it goes. Students talk. Those who know that they have the high numbers, well, they talk rather easily, and they may make some comments about the other marks. While those with the results that aren't on the top of that list, well, they may be not as quick to engage, or they fake their response, or they mask their feeling. And in my connection with this student, who wasn't at the top of the list, there was an impression that lingered and affected their involvement. Well, more than likely, all of us have found ourselves on a similar kind of a list or report, felt that your position should have been different, you're left out, you've rejected, you're alone, at times frustrated. Well, I just mentioned the kingdom of God. Folks, when it comes to the kingdom of God, there's good news. God's way of seeing things is so different from ours. If we can embrace and accept God's principles, it doesn't matter about lists or anything that's there. Scripture says, so those who were last will be first then, and those who will be first will be last. Another verse, but many who are the greatest now will be the least important then. And those who seem least important now will be the greatest then. And then another one. You've heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Well, each of those verses, specific words were written by Matthew in his gospel, one of the disciples. So today in our Sunday morning series, Connected to Christ, we continue in the book of Matthew. We find ourselves, our text, Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. Now, prior to these verses, Matthew records a whole lot of encounters with Jesus, with others. But in these verses, he has the opportunity to talk about his personal experience. And as we take a few moments to look into Matthew's personal testimony, I trust we will gain insight into being called by Jesus and how our service to him and in the kingdom of God isn't based on a first or last or a skill set at the top of the class or otherwise. Well, we can read it, but I invite you this morning to take a glimpse at the screen and see a little part of how Matthew began as a disciple of Jesus.
Matthew. Matthew, son of Alphaeus.
Yes.
Follow me.
Me?
Yes, you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing?
You want me to join you?
Keep moving, street preacher.
Do you have any idea what this guy's done? Do you even know him?
Yes.
Listen, I said to...
What are you doing? Where do you think you're going?
Guys, let me go.
You lost your mind? You have money. Quintus protects you. No Jew lives as good as you. You're gonna throw it all away. Yes.
I don't get it.
You didn't get it when I chose you either.
But this is different. I'm not a tax collector.
Get used to different.
I'm glad we passed by your booth today, Matthew.
Yes.
Shall we? We have a celebration to prepare for.
You will regret this, Matthew.
What's the tablet for?
I grabbed it without thinking. You can put it back.
No, keep it. You may yet find use for it.
Where are we going?
A dinner party.
I'm not welcome at dinner parties.
Well, that's not going to be a problem tonight. You're the host.
That's from a series called The Chosen, well worth the watch. The calling of Matthew. Each of the calling of the disciples is important, but here we focus on Jesus calling Matthew. We saw Jesus walk along, and he says, follow me and be my disciples. Well, what are the underlying implications of this specific encounter? Well, the fact that Matthew was a tax collector, that's what catches everyone's attention. That Jesus even took the time to notice the tax collector was amazing, but then to engage in conversation. You see, well, a tax collector was not liked by very many people. In fact, they were hated pretty much by everyone. For the tax collectors who were Jews, and most were at that time, by choosing to work for the Romans, they were ostracized from their fellow people, from Jewish society. Generally dishonest, a cheat. They made good money because they were paid well from the Romans, and they could also, I just say that you could use the scalper fee there and just pull in whatever they wanted from others. They probably bribed the wealthy or took bribes from the wealthy and gouged the others. What was supposed to belong to God had been taken and given directly to earthly rulers. These are some of the reasons why the tax collector was looked down upon. That's the Roman or the Jewish side. Now, from the Roman side of things, well, while the Romans got the benefit of the tax money, they didn't have much time for the Jews either. So you got this tax collector left by himself. No doubt, there's loneliness, there's rejection, he's gossiped about, he's hated. And as a result, what usually happens when that happens? Someone reciprocates that to another. So he probably didn't have many feelings for anybody else. He only cared about the money other than the people. And here's where we find Matthew telling his story. Well, what's the key in Matthew's story? Hey, folks, Jesus. Jesus shows up. Aren't you glad that Jesus shows up in each one of our situations? Jesus connects with this despised tax collector. Did Jesus say, you, tax collector? No. You see, when Jesus called, he didn't see a tax collector. He saw Matthew. Jesus was looking at the person and not the position he had in society. Jesus saw the person. He saw the person. He saw the person. He saw the person. He did not see the position. Jesus, giving his invitation, speaks specifically to Matthew, the person. And folks, I'll say it, but I know that you believe it. I don't think God is interested in any title or position. God is interested in who we are. And now we have Matthew. Well, we can speculate, but he probably had feelings of rejection. He knew he was a cheat. He was looked down upon. And in the city, he probably would have heard about Jesus and all that was going on. And now, from his tax collector booth, he hears Jesus calling him personally by name and issued the call to follow me and be my disciples. Jesus was calling Matthew. You see, Jesus' call is personal. He knew about Matthew. He knew the discomfort, the thoughts. But Matthew was a person who was in need of being saved and to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Folks, Jesus' call to you and to myself is personal. It doesn't matter what position we have or how long we've been in a certain position, what our age is, whether we go to church 5 times a week, whether we are generally a good person or maybe we've done some other nasty stuff. You see, Jesus doesn't really look at our actions, good or bad. He is looking at you. Jesus is looking at you, the person. He is the one doing the calling. So I say, initially, when Jesus calls to you as a person, how do you respond? Well, Jesus' invitation to Matthew, he knew what others were going to be thinking. Why? Because the others were looking at the position. The disciples were probably saying, what's going on? This guy has been a real difficult person in our neighborhood. He's forcing people to pay extra for his own benefit. He doesn't care about people. Why is the tax collector being included here? And of course, the Pharisees, we'll read it a little bit later on, but what did the Pharisees see? They just saw the betrayer, the sinner, the tax collector going against all the rules and guidelines and only looking out for the Romans and for himself. Well, Matthew's response to Jesus' personal call should be exactly what our response is to. It is to simply accept and follow. Now, I say that, and that sounds easy, but to accept and follow Christ is not always easy. You see, most often there is a cost, a change that is required. Did you catch the line from the centurion to Matthew? He says, you're going to give it up? Folks, are you willing to give it up and follow Jesus? Was Matthew willing to throw it all away? Well, the answer was and is yes. Matthew gave up what he was doing. He probably sold all that he had had. He turned that sharp mind into recording what Jesus did on earth. You see, Jesus wasn't necessarily looking for the ability. Jesus is looking for the availability. Being open to Jesus with little or no skills is better than having all the perceived ability and not wanting to be involved as a true follower of Christ. You see, there is a change in Matthew. There is a change in this disciple. And wherever we are at on this journey, there is a change that needs to be there in being available to Jesus. Matthew records these in chapter 16, verse 24. And he says, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. Folks, I trust that's what we want to do. Whatever change is required, whatever cost is there, that we're willing to give it up. Matthew gave up his wealth. He was willing to follow Jesus Christ. Following Christ may mean significant changes in our lives, but I encourage you that the price that's paid to follow Jesus Christ is much more than what it is to be away for him. It's worth putting aside our own feelings, denying ourselves to follow Jesus Christ. Well, what does Scripture continue? It says, Matthew got up and followed him. Straight words from the person who wrote it himself. He doesn't go into a lot of detail, doesn't make it about himself. He got up and followed him. When you and I make these decisions and respond and accept God's call on our lives, a change should take place. Our focus, our perspective changes. Our plans, our purposes, our desires are not to be focused on ourselves. In fact, if we get our focus on anything or anyone else than Jesus Christ, that focus has the potential to destroy us, to keep us away from God. And the phrase, if it's your focus, it's your destroyer. Folks, I don't want to take that chance that I lose my focus from Jesus Christ and get it elsewhere. Let's keep our focus on what God desires to do in us and influence others to know him. You see, in choosing to follow Christ, we should be different. We need to be changed. Did you catch the line in the video about the disciple who reacted when Jesus called Matthew? And he says, this is different. I'm not a tax collector. And the response of Jesus in the video is, get used to different. What became different? What changed? Jesus Christ showed up in the midst of people. Jesus showed up on the scene. And because of Jesus, people changed. What's that change look like in this episode? Well, verse 10 says, later Matthew invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with the many tax collectors and disreputable sinners. Matthew records a lot of situations with Jesus, and I'm sure that his calculated mind wants to know all of the details, but he makes a pointed reference to share this personal witness. This dinner party that went on, here's a couple of things to note, that Matthew invited his friends. Doesn't look like they were the cream of the crop on one side of things, but he invited his friends. You know, as I was preparing, I said, Matthew, instead of fully moving to his new group, it seems like he wanted his old group to meet his new group. And friends, when you accept Christ's call, don't separate yourself from everyone, but strive to engage others in that new way of living and serving and responding to Jesus Christ. That's what we need to do. Now, not only did the friends show up, but Jesus showed up at the dinner. Jesus spent time with the sinners. I'm glad that Jesus looked for the sinner. I'm glad he still responds and calls to the sinner today, those in need of a Savior. You see, the dinner guests were also comfortable with Jesus. And we can read throughout Scripture that the sinner, the outcast, the outsiders, they seem to be good with Jesus. You see, Jesus reached out to the sinner, and they responded to his call. So while Jesus' call is personal, he does not limit his love. His desire is that all would come to know him. So you see, while the calling to be a disciple of Jesus Christ is personal, it is also for the public. It is for everyone. Your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighborhood, our community. Now, with all of that said, who were the ones who had the issues with that? Well, we're back to those religious leaders. And again, when we see Jesus getting frustrated, it's always with those who think that they are right and religious and they are better. Verse 11 says, but when the Pharisees saw Jesus, they asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with such scum? Those are the words that are put there. Don't you wish that there was a table cam at the dinner? I asked a couple of office staff for an appropriate cultural response. But then this came to mind, Pastor Marie. The spirit of slap. If there was an appropriate time to introduce the true spirit to the Pharisees, this was that time. But we don't read a physical response from Jesus. But his response was clear, sharp, and pointed, with the emphasis on why he came to earth, why we exist as a church, what our focus should be as a disciple. It is to see sinners come to Christ. It is to see the spiritually sick healed for eternity. You see, there was a calling on Matthew. There was a change in Matthew, but there was a cause for Matthew, a cause for the disciple. Verse 12 says, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. Now go and learn the meaning of the scripture. Well, Matthew acknowledged that his friends were spiritually sick and in need of being saved. But Jesus' declaration was a clear warning to the religious leaders who thought they were more acceptable to God than the scum, as they say. And for those who think that giving or doing something that is perceived as religious will get us closer to God or receive a spiritual pat on the back, folks, that won't get it done. The warning is that everyone is spiritually sick and in need of the Savior, Jesus Christ. No matter where you are on any list, the perceived nice or the naughty list, we are all in need of and still need to receive God's love through His Son, Jesus Christ. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Jesus continues to reinforce this thought when he talks about the offerings. And he uses this phrase. He says, I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices, for I have not come to call the righteous, but those who know they are sinners. And then he refers, sort of that references to Hosea chapter 6:6. And it says these words, I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me more than I want burnt offerings. While the sacrifices can be seen and done, what God wants is ourselves. He wants us to know him. So folks, let's be concerned about the heart matters, ours and others, as opposed to putting on a religious display for all to see. Christ's mission, Christ's cause, is that every person would come to know him, that their hearts would be changed and directed towards Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9 says, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. It is not about what we do, but because Christ saved us. Titus 3:5 says, he saved us not because of righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit. The cause for the disciple doesn't stop with accepting that personal call. That's fantastic. And we will have eternal life with Jesus when we make that decision to accept his call in our lives. But our cause doesn't stop there. I am sure that Matthew's obedience in being an active follower of Jesus Christ, it freed him from the bondage of the tax collector. I'm sure there's some of you can share that when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, what you thought you had a good before or not so good, when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, there was a change, and that change freed you to enjoy all that was there. Matthew's life was changed, and I would say that he was freed from the bondage that was there. Folks, as a church family, we believe that everyone is called not just to a personal relationship with Christ, but to service in the kingdom. We encourage believers, we encourage followers of Christ to be participants in kingdom work, not spectators. We don't want you looking on the outside and seeing what's going on at church. It seems that the onlookers, they're the ones that can easily pick at whatever's taking place. There's an expression, the armchair quarterback, that we're sitting in a room and we're watching everything. So many times as onlookers, we can easily pick at what's going on, and most often, those tend to be negative comments or feedback. Folks, we want true disciples who are participating and involved in the kingdom work and service to him. We want you, we want Pickering Pentecostal Church to be part of the change that's going on in people's lives, to lead the change that is needed. Folks, our church, Pickering Pentecostal Church, right here at the corner of Squires Beach and Bailey, needs every single person who claim to be a disciple. We need every single follower of Christ to be active, to get involved in church life, to participate in prayer times here at PPC, to let others know that you are a disciple of Jesus and you want the same for them. You see, service empowers, service puts into action the purpose. And when you tend to get involved in service, when you are a growing disciple, when you're volunteering, it reminds you that the cause is much bigger than right here, or one chair there, or one chair there, or one there. That the cause is much bigger than you and I. The cause is for the sake of the kingdom, for the kingdom of God. Being a follower of Jesus is about fulfilling his mission, his cause, to see people come to know him and be his follower, his disciples. We are to go into all the world and make disciples. See, Jesus did miraculous works in front of the disciples. The power of God was evident and available to them. Jesus empowered his disciples for miracles and works of service. The power of God was at work in them. That same power is available to you and I today as followers of Christ. We need everyone to accept Christ's call to be a part of God's blessing and what he wants to do today. I conclude with these couple of comments on the calling of Matthew. Jesus' call to Matthew was personal, but it was public. Jesus is interested in each of us, in-house and online. His call is to everyone. Jesus' call to Matthew reminds us that position or status doesn't matter to Jesus. He's not interested in position. He's interested in you. And then I know that Jesus is there for you. No matter how you're feeling, where you're at, whatever took place in the past, Jesus is there for you at this point in your life. And folks, Jesus' call to Matthew reminds us that change is required. It may cost, but we need to change in our walk with Christ. And then we need to commit to the cause. We need to share Jesus with others. Jesus was all about others. He spent time with the sinner. He spent time with people. And we need to do the same. The desire to see people hear about Jesus and know him for now and for eternity. And then it's about service in the kingdom. We need every single person who says, Jesus, we sang the song earlier, he's the King of Kings, the King of Glory. We need everyone who declares that to be in service to him. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads as the worship team will lead us in a song in a few moments. And the song is called Available. It says, I hear your call, I am available. And as we consider the call of Matthew today, I ask you some questions for you to consider and allow the Holy Spirit to speak into your lives. Are you available to hear his call, to respond and follow him, to share Jesus with others? Are you willing to follow Jesus with all that you have? Will you make yourself available to him and see where he leads? I know that there would be those that are listening and you've never made a firm decision to ask Jesus in your life and allow him access to those daily routines of your walk. I encourage you to give God the opportunity to make a difference in your life. Simply say or pray words similar to this. Yes, Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe you are my Savior. You died for me. Forgive my sins. Come into my life. I want to follow you. Lord, today, we give you thanks because you reached out to us. Father, you give that call. You call Matthew. You call each one of us today. And Lord, it's up to us to respond to you. So Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we have of giving our lives to you. We thank you for salvation and being able to be reconciled to yourself. Lord, I'm glad to know that once we accept you, it's not this state of arrival that everything is all put together and there. But God, we know that on the journey, there's change required, change that's needed. So Lord, for those that responded today by raising of hands saying, I want to accept Jesus Christ in my life, or there's areas of my life that I need to work on, Lord, I'm asking you that you would give us the strength, the fortitude to make those changes, not just acknowledge them here in this service, but to make the changes that enable us to move forward and to be fully in service with yourself and in the kingdom of God. Lord, thank you that we can have those options and those opportunities to serve you well. We give you that thanks. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you reach out to us. Thanks for loving us and caring for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Folks, we talked about serving in the kingdom also. And if you want to be part of serving here at PPC, simply send an email to info@ppclife.ca and share that with us, and then we can look for ways to involve you and allow you to serve in the kingdom of God today.
If you enjoyed today's episode and feel called to support and give to PPC, you can head over to our website at ppclife.ca, where you can give, you can get involved, and you can find out more information about our church. We cannot wait to hear from you. God bless.